Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech. We are holding on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis, celebrating 2 months of learning Masechet Shabbos. We are by the two dots over here, Veloshe B'tabas She'ein Aleha Chosam. We've been talking about things that a woman is allowed to go out into Rosh Hashanah with on Shabbos, and we said that she's not allowed to go out with a ring that has a seal on it. And all those cases in the Mishnah were aser midirabanan. So the Gemara here points out, hayesh alei chosam, but if he does have a seal, chayeves, then she's chayev midaraisa. So the Gemara says, alma, apparently, what do you see from that? Lav tachshiru. We see that apparently it's not considered a piece of jewelry, right? We said that pieces of jewelry are clothing or essential items that you're allowed to go out with on Shabbos, but if you're going to be, if something is a burden, something is a masui, something that's not crucial, for wearing, so then you are going to be chayav chatos. And apparently, if you go out with, if a woman goes out with a ring that has a seal on it, right? Like you know, you've seen in the movies that the king or the prince or whatever seals a document with or it puts it into wax. So apparently, that's not a tachshit. Hold on a second, or a minu. I'll bring you a stira. Tachshit einoshim tameim. The jewelry of women are tameh, meaning they're considered a kli. Right, they're considered a useful item, a kli, and therefore they're makabel tuma. Ve'eluhin tachshit einoshim. These are them. Katlaos, which we said before, was that kind of golden bib kind of decoration thing. Nizamim, rings, earrings. Those are earrings. Tabaos, rings, with tabas, and the ring that we're talking about, bein sheyesh alei achosam, bein shein alei achosam, regardless of whether it has a seal or not. So any type of ring is considered a takshit, and it's tame. Nizme ha'af, and nose rings. So what's the deal? I mean, are you telling me that either it's a takshit or not? If it's a takshit, so then it's mekabel tuma, and it's mutter to go out with on Shabbos. If it's not a takshit, so then it shouldn't be mekabel tuma, and it's not mutter to go out with on Shabbos. But it can't be both. It can't be usher to wear on Shabbos, and also mekabel tuma, and also considered a piece of jewelry. So, Amar Rav Zera Kasha, Laha, Rabbi Nechemia, Ha Rabbanan. So those two braises is a machlokes between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan. The Tanya, like we learned in the braisa. And again, this we had about a week ago. He shall mateches vechos mashal almog. Let's say the ring. What is the ring that we're talking about made of? If it's made out of mateches, metal, and the seal is made out of almog. Almog was a fancy type of wood. So then tameya. Then it's considered tame. Then it's considered a takshit. He shall almog. But if it's made out of wood, and then chos mashal mateches, and the seal is out of metal, then tahora. Then it is tahor because metal items are. Metal, gold, silver, etc., are presumably mekabel tuma, and wooden items are generally not. So that's the rabbanan. The rabbanan go by what the ring is made out of. Rabbi Nechemia metame. Rabbi Nechemia says no, it is actually tame if the seal is made out of metal and the ring is made out of wood. Shai Rabbi Nechemia omir, because Rabbi Nechemia said b'tabas holy chachar chosma. By a ring we go after. The seal, meaning the seal is what is crucial here. So, according to the Rabbanan, the ring is what is crucial here, and therefore it's a takshit. And therefore, that the Rabbanan's shita is that second brisa that we brought, that they're tame, they're considered a kli, and therefore you can go out with them, according to the Rabbanan, you would be able to go out with them on Shabbos, as long as you're not going to be, we're not concerned that you're going to show it to somebody, right? Once you're concerned they're going to show it to someone, so then obviously it's also Midar Rabbanan. But Rabbi Nechemia, who says that the seal is the ikker, so a seal, what is a seal? A seal, you have to wear a seal on Shabbos? A seal is not crucial clothing, it's not a jewelry, it's not clothing, so therefore you go out with a ring with a seal on Shabbos, right? Yeah, that's how we started today's daf. Yesh alei chosam, if there's a seal, then chayeves, then you're chayev midaraisa, because that's not clothing or jewelry. Okay, just to finish up the Braisa, that was the important part of the Braisa. The Braisa continues a little bit in terms of what Rabbi Nechemia holds are crucial for different items. Meaning that depending on what these parts of these items are made of, right, will determine whether it's Mekabel Tumah or not. So we said, with a ring we go after a seal, right, depending on what the seal is made of. That determines whether it's Mekabel Tumah. Ba'ol, with a yoke, and Rashi says that back in the day, the yokes for cows did not actually look like our yokes. They basically, it was a kind of a tic-tac-toe board almost, if you can imagine two bars across and two bars down. So the Gemara says, Halach achar sal samlonov, that means you go based on the up and down bars. Meaning you'd have two bars across holding the cow's head and two bars up and down. Right? And the bars going up and down, that's the crucial part because that makes it into a yoke and that makes it usable. Okay? Amud Aleph. Bekolav, if you're talking about a board, Rashi says, Min amud rachav milamata vadak milamalo mitalta lachen v'ni ma'amido lefnei acholon. Basically, it's a salesman's board. If you've ever gone, I guess, to a mall and you've seen, let's say, girls' jewelry, right? You have like this wall of little pieces of jewelry, right, stuck into a board. So similarly, back in the day, they used to have a wooden board and a bunch of nails, you know, slammed into the board, and the seller would hang merchandise from these nails. So the kolav is the board, and halach achar mas merosav. You go based on the nails, meaning if the nails are metal, so then it's going to be mekabel toma, even if the actual, you know, board itself is made out of wood. The sulam, by a ladder, halach achar shlivosav. You go based on the rungs, depending on what they're made out of. Ba'arsi, that is a scale, like an old school scale, where you'd weigh one thing against the other. So holich achar shalshalosav, you go after the chains that suspend like the pan that holds the item. You go based on the chains. The chains are what make it crucial, and that's how it works out. Okay. The chachamim omrim. The chachamim say akol holich achar amayim. The chachamim say no. Everything goes after whatever supports the item, meaning, for example, the board that has the nails that the seller is selling merchandise, so the board is the crucial item. Anything that supports the kli that is being used. Okay, fine. So that's one way to understand the stira between the brisas. One brisa again said that if you go out with a ring and a seal on Shabbos, so then it's your chayiv. And the other brisa seems to imply that a ring with a seal is a tachshit, therefore it's makabel tuma, but then therefore also should not be aser midaraisa to go out with it on Shabbos. So how do you resolve that? So we had one way to resolve it was the Chachamim versus Rabbi Nechemiah. And Rava gives another answer. Rava Amar Letzdadim. Rava says, no, there are two parts. Letzdadim Katani. We're talking about two different types of situations here. Right? That Brisa, or I guess the Mishnah that we brought, was it a Brisa or a Mishnah? I'm just looking back quickly. It's a Mishnah and Kalim. Okay, so a Mishnah and Kalim that we brought is talking about two different cases. Yeshala Chosam, if the ring has a seal, then it's Takshit De'ish. Then it's a male's Takshit. And therefore, if a man goes out with it on Shabbos, then it's not going to be Asur Midaraisa because it's considered a Takshit, right? Men usually were the ones back in the day who were sealing documents, letters, etc., etc. Eilala Chosam, but if it has no seal, so then takshit isha, then it's obviously women's jewelry is much more common if they don't have a seal, and then it's considered a takshit of a woman, and then that's the stira between the brises, and therefore when we're talking about it, it's asur midaraisa, that's only if the wrong gender is wearing the seal. So when the brises said that a ring with a seal is asur midaraisa, that's if a woman goes out wearing it, because right, usually that's the way it was back in the day, the men used to wear the rings with the seals and not the women. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak gives a third answer. And this perhaps it may have occurred to you that we had a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos and we brought a proof from a tachshit whether it's makabel tuma or not. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no, tuma Shabbos karamis. You're bringing a stira between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos tuma. Right? Sometimes you can compare two different realms of halacha, but sometimes two different realms of halacha are not comparable whatsoever. I can't think of a good example right now, but let's take the example right here. You have, whether something is usher to do hotzah with on Shabbos is irrelevant in terms of whether it's mekabel tumah or not. What's the difference? Because you're going to see there are two different factors, two different reasons why these halachos exist. By tumah, kli maisa amar rachmana. It has to be a kli maisa. If something is usable, a kli that is usable, then it is mekabel tumah. Uklihu, and a ring with a seal is certainly a kli. It's certainly a usable item. Shabbos, why is it also duotzah on Shabbos? Mishum masui amar rachmana. Because it's an extra burden to carry something out. It's not something crucial for you to be wearing. So ein ala chosam, takshit. If it doesn't have seal, then it's a decoration. But yishal achosam, but if it does have a seal, then it's a masui. Then it's not considered a takshir at all. Then it has a purpose. It's something extra. You don't need to be wearing that ring with the seal. So therefore, it is usher for you to go out with it on Shabbos. Okay. The Mishnah had also said, just to finish up, we'll go to a new Mishnah. V'lo b'mecha she'in a nekuva. A woman's not allowed to go out with a needle that does not have an eye, that does not have a hole in the back of it. So Gemara says, l'may chazio, what is this useful for? What's the point? Right? L'may say, if it's asur midir abanan, what's the point of this type of needle? It must be some sort of takshit, right? Because if it was not a takshit, it should be chayiv midaraisa. So what is this needle useful for? Samar Rav Yosef, hol v'isha ogeres basara. Since a woman will kind of tie up her hair with this needle, right, she'll kind of pin up her hair, it is useful in that way. But she's not allowed. So Gemara says, amalei abaye, v'tihavi kibiris tahora v'tishtri. One second, if it's just something that ties up her hair, it could be similar to a biris. A biris, Rashi says, is something that kind of holds up her stockings. Back in the day, obviously nowadays stockings have an elastic band at the top of them, but back in the day they used to have a piece of, I don't know what, to hold up a woman's stockings. So a biris, and it's tahor, it's not considered a kli, therefore, right, it's not considered a masui, right? The fact that it's tahor is not so shaykh, but if it's not considered a masui, it has a purpose. Vitishtri, and therefore it should be mutter. So Gemara, right, meaning if the needle has a purpose to hold the hair in place, so why can't she go out with it on Shabbos? El Targumar Rav Ada Nirsha Kameder of Yosef. So Rav Ada from Nirsha explained it in front of Yosef. Hol v'isha cholekes basara b'Shabbos. Since a woman will part her hair, cholekes basara. Since a woman will part her hair with it, so therefore it is considered a kli and it is useful. So Gemara says, "B'Shabbos my chazia." But what are you going to do with that on Shabbos? Because you can't use a comb or a brush on Shabbos. You may come to rip out hairs. That's also to do that on Shabbos. So therefore, the needle must be a masui because it serves no purpose. So the Gemara just answers. Right? Amar Rav, tas shozav yeshla al rosha. No, it has a kind of like a piece of gold at the end of it. So b'chol cholekes basara, and on the weekdays she uses the needle to kind of like split her hair and move her hair to one side. B'Shabbos manichasa keneged padchasa, on Shabbos she puts it next to her forehead, and it's a type of a takshit, it's a type of jewelry. Therefore, it is again asur midarabanan because she may take it out and show it to somebody, but it's not going to be asur midaraisa to go out with that on Shabbos. Okay, says the Mishnah, lo yetze ha'ish besandal hamasumar. Now we're shifting gears a little bit. A man is not allowed to go out with a nailed sandal. And we're going to see this is not because he may come to take it off or carry it. This is a different reason whatsoever. Altogether, not whatsoever. This is a different reason altogether. Okay, so a man cannot go out with his nailed sandal on Shabbos. And not with a single sandal, meaning you can't go out barefoot on one foot and with a sandal on the other, as long as, you know, assuming that you're healthy, you don't have an injury of some sort. V'lo b'tefillin, person can't go out on tefillin. V'lo b'kameah, not with an amulet. V'zman she'ena min ha'mumcha, if it's not from an actual professional doctor. V'lo b'shiryon, v'lo b'kazdo, v'lo b'magafayim, and not with all of these are different army clothing. A kazda is actually used nowadays. It's a helmet, right? Kids go around, ride your bike, make sure you take your kazda. Shiryon is sort of like a chest protector type thing. I'm thinking about baseball, yeah. What is it called? Like a male, type of male, M-A-I-L, chest protector. Okay, and magafayim are shin guards. Okay. And all these things are asur midrabanan, and if they do go out with them, they're not, it's not asur midaraisa. So Gemara dives in and says, sandal hamasumar my time. What's the deal with this sandal that has nails in it? So Amar Shmuel, that's not Shelafi, but Shelfi Hagzera Hayu. It was towards the end of Hagzera, meaning a time of Shas Hashmad when the Romans or the Greeks or whatever were, you know, threatening the Jews, and if they would keep Shabbos or keep Halacha, they would kill them. Some sort of Gzera. Hayu Nichboim B'Ma'ara, and Jews were hiding it in a cave. So Amru, and they said, "Hanichnas yikanes." Anybody wants to come in, fine. Beseder, you guys can come in. Rashi says that's fine because you're a tchila she'ina the roa, because obviously you're going to be careful that you're not being followed, because you know you don't want to be followed. That was the whole purpose of hiding. But someone who wants to leave the cave is not allowed to leave, because we're afraid that obviously the Romans or whatever, let's say the Romans, if there are enemies outside, Rashi says they're not going to know. Then all of a sudden they see someone coming out of a cave. Oh, we should go check that cave, see what's going on. Why is there somebody in there? So basically it was a one-way street. People could go in, and they were not allowed to go out. Nepach sandalo shel echa mehem. But apparently this sandal, this metal, this nailed sandal could go both ways, right? The strap was kind of in the middle. But it was shaped like a normal sandal, but the strap was in the middle. So apparently he turned around one of his sandals, or two of his sandals, excuse me, and kesvurim him echad mehen yotza, and people thought that somebody had left, right? Someone, again, think about it, someone had walked in wearing shoes backwards. So the footprints that are made are, look like someone left the cave. And they were afraid that the enemies had seen them. And they thought, oh no, maybe they are coming. They're coming to kill them. You're going to see a couple versions of the story. Maybe they heard a sound or whatever. Anyway, they thought basically that they were in trouble. There was a bit of a stampede to run out of the cave. And they killed each other, because they were wearing these serious nailed shoes. It doesn't mean, I don't think, it means nails like cleats, but since the nails, the shoes they were wearing were serious, they were very, very thick. Since they were wearing these very thick shoes, there was a type of stampede, and ended up killing a bunch of Rahman al-Slan, a lot of Jews, more than the enemies had actually killed. So you see that there was actually a lot of death involved. Rabbi Loiber, Rabbi ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Loiber, Rabbi Elazar says a different type of, a little bit different story. They were sitting in a cave, and they heard a noise. It wasn't because the sandal turned around, but they heard a noise outside, or on top of the cave, and kizurim shahayu shibo alayim oivim, and they thought that the enemies were coming, and dachkuz abazem zahargu zedze, yosim imasha argu bahim oivim. Again, there was a stampede and a lot of Jews died. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar, Rami Bar Yecheskel says, Bebeza Knesses Hoyu Yoshvim. No, they were in shul. Veshamu kol macharei Beza Knesses. They were probably, I guess, hiding in shul, davening, right, when they shouldn't have been. Meaning, there was, I guess, not when they shouldn't have been, but, you know, Chas Hashem. But there was a gzeira that they would kill anybody who was davening or whatever, or learning in shul. And they heard a noise, and Kesurim Shahibayo Lem Ovim, Dachu Zed Zev, Hargu Zed Zev, Yosef Yimasha Hargu Boim Ovim. So you see again that there was a stampede and a lot of Jews were niftar rachman al tzlan. But Osa Shah Amru, at that point they said, Al Yitzi Adam Sandel Ham Mesumar. At that point they said, nobody is going out with these nailed sandals on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shabbos, Ihachi Bechol Nami Litzar. So if it's dangerous, so it should be also to do during the week as well. So the Gemara says, Maisik Yehava B'Shabbos Haya. So no. It's not because we're afraid Jews are going to get killed because there's going to be another stampede. There's a Maisa Shahaya. The story happened on Shabbos. Right? We don't want people to be sad and remember that this sad thing happened on Shabbos, and therefore we don't want anybody to be triggered by the sight of these nailed sandals. Therefore, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos because, again, it's also to be sad on Shabbos. Right? And we don't want to have that bad memory kind of foremost in the people's minds. So the Gemara says, "Biyantiv l'shtri." So then, let it be mutar on yantiv. Alamatan. Why do we teach? Why does the Mishnah say, "Amid beis"? Mishachin kelim biyantiv bin tefurim bin she'inat tefurim. You can send gifts of utensils of kelim, either clothing or whatever, whether they are sewn or not, right? Because again, if it's a shirt, you can wear it. If it's an unsewn piece of clothing, so you can sit on it, right? It still has some sort of use. Avalo sandal masumar, but you can't send this nailed sandal, v'lo min al she'eino tafur, and not a sandal that's and not a shoe that's not sewn up. So why is it? We see that according to the Mishnah that it is usher to send on Shabbos on Yontif, because apparently you can't wear it. So Gemara says b'Shabbos my taima dika kinufa. So why was it usher on Shabbos? Because there's a lot of people, there's a gathering, there's a massing of people, right? On Shabbos, they go to shul, and they go to Beis HaMedrash, You don't do any malacha. The Gemara says, "Biyantiv nami iger kinufay," because the same thing on Yantiv. Yantiv is very similar, right? The ambiance is very similar. You go to shul, a lot of people learning. Go to the park. It's gathering of people. We don't want people to remember this this tragedy. So therefore, we ossered the sandals with nails on both of them. So the Gemara says, "Well, tainis tzibur iger kinufay." So tainis tzibur also. You have people getting together to daven for long stretches of time. So litzar, why shouldn't it be also to wear it on the tainis tzibur? As Gemara says, "Ma'isaki have bikinufe de yisura." No. When it happened, it was a day that has a gathering, and there's also an iser. Rashi says, "Basias malacha." But also, the whole ambiance is different, right? On the tainis tzibur, people go in, they daven for an hour or two, whatever, I don't know, however long it is, and then they go to work. Shabbos Yontif, that's, you know, there's an Isra Malacha as well hanging over the people, and Hachar, and therefore it's you know, it's a totally different day, and therefore we're not going to assert on Tainis Tibur as well. Okay. Just to finish up, I cut it short a little bit. Maisa kihava kinufa di sura, hacha kinufa de terahava. Meaning it happened on Shabbos when there was a gathering, and there's also an Isra Malacha. But on Tainis Tzibur, there are gatherings of people, yes, in Shul and Beis Medrash, but not, there's a heter to do malacha. Okay, and the Gemara says, Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, and even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, really should be Chananya ben Akiva, it says on the side. Okay, Damar lo asr ela b'yardin b'sfina, u'kamaisa shahaya. Oh, okay, so let's give a little background to this. The Gemara said before, just to, so you know what he's talking about, Gemara says in Chagiga, towards the end, where is it? Chof Gimel of an Aleph, okay? That Chazal said it's also to take the Mechatas, the Mayim that we take from the Paraduma, over water. You're not allowed to take it on a boat, etc., etc., and transport it that way. It has to be transported over land. So that is because there was a Maaseh Shehayah that once they took it on a boat on the Yarden, and there ended up being a piece of a mace stuck in the boat somewhere, and it was metame, and it ruined the mechadas. So over there is Machlokes Rabbi Chanina ben, or Chananya, as we said, ben Akiva. He holds that it's only the Yarden, meaning he holds that you only, it's a very narrow scope of decree. In Chazal, when they were metakein because of a Maisa Shahaya, you only metakein, you don't only do the gzera exactly how it was. So since the story happened over the Yarden, it's only usher to take the mechatas over the Yarden. But the Chachamim say no, any body of water. But Rabbi Chanan Ben Akiva says you should only apply if you're going to make a gzera based on a story, make it in a narrow, the most narrow way possible. So here, you would imagine that since it happened on Shabbos, it should only be Usr on Shabbos. Why would it also be Usr on Yontif? So that's what the Gemara says. Afilu Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, da'amar lo Usr ela b'yardin and b'sfina k'maisa shahaya, who says that whenever you make a gzera based on a story, you make it based on the exact story. You don't extend it to anything. So you make it like Yarden in a boat, and just like it happened, like that's the reference over there. So Hanimili Yarden, that's only by the Yarden, the Shiny Misharnaros, because the Yarden is different than any other river. I'm not sure how, I guess Rashi says, Baruch Havo Ba'omek, meaning the Yarden is easily distinguishable from any other river, either by depth or by width. Okay, I'm not an expert in that. That could be true. I'm a Yontif and Shabbos, but Yontif and Shabbos ki adani ninun. Yontif and Shabbos are very, very similar. They're almost exactly the same. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Ein ben Yontif and Shabbos ela ochal nefesh belva. The only difference is that on Yontif you're allowed to do malacha so that you can eat. So since Yontif and Shabbos are ki'ilu, the exact same thing, so even Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva would agree that you make the gzera over here to Yontif and Shabbos as well. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu ela lechazek. We only taught this halacha, right? Whenever you have the Gemara below blank ela, it means only and the word in the middle. So lo shanu ela, so only shanu. We only taught this halacha lechazek, if the nails are used to strengthen the sandal. Avalanoi, but if you're using the nails for decorations, for beautification, for whatever reason, so then mutter. Then it is mutter. To use this type of sandal, the kamalanoi, and how many sandals is that? Where it would be mutter, Rabbi Yochanan, meaning if you have one or two or three, like a few sandals, right? A few nails, right? Obviously, a lot of nails would be to strengthen the shoe. So how many nails are just to decorate, to put a certain style on the shoe? Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Chamesh, Bazeh, V'chamesh, Bazeh, right? Five in each sandal. Rabbi Chanina, Omer, Omar, Sheva Bazeh, V'sheva Bazeh. Rabbi Chanina says seven in each sandal. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shimon, I'll explain to you my shita. Two on each side of the strap of the sandal. The achad the tarsiosov, and one on the strap itself, meaning to make sure the strap stays on the sandal. Right? I assume that it was on one side, meaning it was perhaps sewn into the sandal on one side and then nailed in on the other. The rechanina, gimel mikan, three on each side. The achas betarsiosov, and also one to nail in the strap. Okay, so meisve, hold on, I'll ask you a question from a brisa. Sandal hanota, if you have a sandal that's nota, literally means leaning. But let's say you have an uneven sandal. Right, obviously you want a sandal to be as flat as possible. Although to be honest, sometimes sneakers nowadays are designed because if a person has a flat foot, a flat sole, so you want to have a certain tilt and lean on your sneaker. But okay, back in the day, let's say, you know, they weren't so aware of, or they weren't so concerned with the aerodynamics of the ability of the person to fit his sole into the sandal. But anyways, you want the sandal to be flat, but let's say it's leaning, so you have to prop it up with some other nails. So the Gemara says, Osalo Sheva, you can use seven nails to prop it up, and it's still mutter. Devar Rebbe Nasim. Rebbe Matir B'Yud Gimel. Rebbe says it's even mutter to use 13 nails. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rebbe Chanina, according to Rebbe Chanina, who damar ki Rebbe Nasim. Fine, so Rebbe Chanina, who said you can use seven, he holds like Rebbe Nasim, who says that you're allowed to use seven. El Rebbe Yochanan, damar kaman. But Rebbe Yochanan, who's Rebbe Yochanan hold? Hold like. Rabbi Nosson says you can do for seven. Rabbi says you can even go up to 13. Rabbi Yochanan's machmir, you can only have five. So who does he hold like? So the Gemara says, who the Amar Rabbi Nehoroi? But he holds like Rabbi Nehoroi, the Tanya, like another Brisa, Rabbi Nehoroi, Omer, Rabbi Nehoroi, Yomer, right? Shweki song. Hashem, not from here, obviously. Rabbi Nehoroi, Omer, Hashem, Hashem. Hey, five is Mutter, Visheva Aser. And seven is Azur. So there you see Rabbi Yochanan aligns with Rabbi Nehorai, the five nails are what's mutter. Amalei Ifo, the Rabbi Bar Rachana. Ifo was a person, a Tana, or I guess an Amora. He said the Rabbi Bar Rachana, Ason Talmide Rabbi Yochanan, Us Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Aviduk Rabbi Yochanan, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and Anan, sorry, meaning you guys, you Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, hold like Rabbi Yochanan, but Anan, but we, Navik Rabbi Chanina, we hold like Rabbi Chanina, again, who holds that it's Mutter up until seven. Ba'omine Rav Huna Rav Ashi, Chamesh Mahu, so what's the deal with five? Amarleya Filu Zayin Mutter. So no, the halacha is, he said to them, yeah, the halacha is up to seven nails is Mutter. Tes Mai, what about nine? So he said, Amarleya Filu Afilu ches aser, even eight is aser, meaning the halakha is up to seven and no more. Boy minei hahu ritzana mirabi amis, a shoemaker, a shoemaker said to Rabbi Ami, tafru mi bifnim mahu, what if you sewed it up on the inside? And Rashi says that you sewed up a piece of a shoe, you put like a tongue of the shoe on a sandal. So Amarleya, motor. He said to him, it's motor, below you down on my timer, but I'm not sure why. Rav Ashi said, to Rabbi Ami, "V'lo yada mar my time. Are you really? You don't know why not? Kevan the tough from mivifnim havilei minal. Right. Once you put a tongue on the top of a shoe onto a sandal, so now it's a shoe. And the sandal goes ruber rabbanon, but minal lo goes ruber rabbanon. The gzera is only by a sandal and not by a shoe. Okay. Fine. Boi minei Rabbi Abba bar Zavda mi Rabbi Abba bar Avina." Aso kamin kalbus mahu. What if they made the nail like a kalbus? I have on the left side of my Gemara, it's like a little semicircle, half moon type thing. But a kalbus is like a staple. Right? What if they made a staple? Right? They use the nails, it's not nails, but it's like that shape that's on the side of the Gemara. If you don't have it, so it's like, yeah, let's say they fastened the nails into that type of shape. Is that the same thing or not? Amalei Mutter, he said it's Mutter. So it's not the same thing as the nailed sandals that they used to have that they offered. It Mernami was also said, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Asa Kamin Kalbos Mutter. Yeah, this Kalbos, if the nails look like a Kalbos, then it's Mutter. Amar Rabbi Shesha, he says, Rabbi Shesha says, Chifo Kulo B'masmeros. Let's say you put the entire sole of the shoe is covered in nails. Kedei shalotei karka ochloso, so that the ground literally means so that the ground won't eat the sandal, but basically it means to firm up the sole and make the sole out of metal instead of leather. So if you did that, so then that's mutter. That's not the nails we're talking about. The nails we're talking about is on the top and not on the bottom. Tani kivasi de Rav Sheshes. We also learned like Rav Sheshes lo yetei aish besandal amasuma. You can't go out with a nailed sandal on Shabbos. You can't go from house to house. I feel mita lamita. You can't even go from bed to bed. You're not allowed to wear it. Period. Again, it reminds us of that sad ma'aseh. But you are allowed to take it to either cover up a kli, cover up some sort of utensil, or to support one of the bed posts. But you are allowed to use it in some other function that does not involve wearing. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oser. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you're going to use it for those usages, then you may come to wear it, and that is Oser. Nashru Rov, and this, we're not at the point that supports Rabbi Sheshes yet, but that was the beginning. Nashru Rov Masmerosov. Let's say a lot of its sandal is old, and a lot of its nails have fallen out. And Ishtayer Bo Dalet Ohei, and four or five are remaining. Mutter, so then it's Mutter for you to wear. Rebbe Matir and Shevin, Rebbe again says it's Mutter to wear it until, if there are seven. Up until seven nails. Chipa ubo'or milamata, let's say you covered it with leather on the bottom, on the sole. The kovalo mismaros milamala, and you put nails on top. So then mutter, then that is mutter. That's not like the sandal that they used to have. Asol kamin kalbus, if you had, and this is the point, asol kamin kalbus, if you had the nails shaped like this kalbus, o kamin tas, or like a tas. What is a tas? Rashi, tas is, I forget. Is there a Rashi here? I don't see. Okay, I forget exactly what a tas is like, but it doesn't look like a nail. It's some sort of, probably similar to a kalbos. It's like looped or circular or flattened maybe, like a staple. O kamin yated, or like a peg. O shechifo kulba masmeros, or if you put the entire bottom with nails, kadesh shelo tehei karka achloso, so that the ground shouldn't eat up the shoe, i.e. to put the sole, making it out of metal, make it more sturdy. So then mutter, then it is mutter. So Gemara says, one. So that again, that supports Rishis' shita. if you put nails on the bottom, so then it is mutter. That's not what we're talking about. So Gemara says, one second. The Braisa is hagufa kasha. The Braisa itself is difficult. Amarta nashu rov masmarosov. You're telling me that if most of the nails fell out, then it's mutter. Afagavdenish tairube tuva. That seems to imply that even though a lot of them are left. V'hadar tani. And then you went back and said, arba ochamish in tfeilo. That four or five is mutter, but more than that is not mutter. So which is it? So Rav Sheshes said, lo kasha ha kansha nigmumu kansha neakru. Nigmamu is, Rashi says, milamala, meaning v'roshumo nikar b'tocha eitz, meaning they got flattened out. And you can see that there are a lot of these nails, there were a lot of these nails there, so therefore you see that there was a lot of them, and therefore you can have a lot of them left, even if they got flattened out, they got slammed and smashed, you can still tell that they were nails, even if they're kind of buried in the sandal. Kan shenakru, but when they were actually taken out, you can't tell how many nails there were, so then it looks like, it's one of these nailed sandals, and it looks like you're reminding yourself and bringing about memory of this terrible mice that happened, and therefore it is awesome. Okay. Gemara just now points out, Arba o chamesh mutter, the Braisa said that four or five are mutter. Hashta chamesh shari arba miboya, you don't need to tell me that four are mutter. If you're telling me that five is mutter, obviously four is mutter. Yeah, you're right, because they're two different sizes in terms of sandals. A smaller sandal can have four, and a bigger sandal can have five. Okay. V'Rebbe Matir and Sheva, and Rebbe says it's mutter to do up until seven. V'Atanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Matir and Shalosh Yisrei. So didn't Rebbe say that it's mutter to do up until 13? So the Gemara says, you're right, no test shiny. That's in the case of a tilted, slanted sandal, where it's nota, and then you can have extra nails to prop it up and make it level. So Gemara says, Hashtadas Tahachi, and once you got to this, so then Rabbi Yochanan Nami Lokasha, right? So Rabbi Yochanan, again, we had before Rabbi Yochanan. Who does Rabbi Yochanan hold like? And he holds up until 5, but we have this Brisa up here that says either Rabbi Nassan says 7, or Rebbe says 13. So we said, who's Rabbi Yochanan hold like? We brought in Rabbi Nahura, who says it's 5, you can have up to 5, but if you're telling me that a nota is shiny, that is slanted, and a tilted sandal is different, excuse me, then there's no problem. Nota is shiny, right? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to hold like either of those mandamers in the Brisa that says 7 or 13, because that's a case of a slanted sandal, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a regular flat sandal. Okay. Amar of Masna, a little bit down, let's get to the two dots on the bottom. Amar of Masav, Amri Lo, Amarav, Ach, Devoy, Bar Masna, Amarav, Masna, Ein Alokha, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Alokha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon had said that it's usur to use this sandal to prop up a bed or to cover a kli because you may come to wear it. But the Tanakhama had said that it was mutter. Even though you can't wear it, it's mutter to use it in some other ways. The Gemara says pshita. Obviously, the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon because yachid v'rabim malachik v'rabim. Right? When you have a machlokes between one mandamer and many, right? Tanakama is usually assumed to be rabbanon. Sometimes, so the halacha is like the masses. Right? We hold that we don't hold like a yachid. So Gemara says ma'od tema. You might have thought mistaver a time with Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon has really makes sense what he's saying there. That if you use it to prop up a bed, so you may come to end up wearing it. So the Gemara says, therefore he comes to teach me that it is still, the halacha is still not like him. Rabbi Chiya, he loved the karuli bavlai shari isura, if they wouldn't call me the Babylonian that allows usher things, sharina beituva, I would have allowed a sandal with a lot of nails. I don't know why, it says Rabbi Chiya, I don't know why, up to 4, up to 5, I don't get it, up to 7, I would have allowed a lot of nails. The kama, and how much would I have allowed? So it was a machlokes between cities. But in Pumbedisa they taught, Amrin, they said, Esrim Ba'arba, 24. Besura, Amrin, Esrim Ba'tartin, and Besura, they said up to 22. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak simply says, Besimanech, and the way you remember that is, Ad Asmi Pumbedisa, Besura, Chaser, Tarti. When he came from Pumbedisa to Sura, he lost 2 nails in his sandal. Just so you can remember that Sura is less than Pumbedisa. Okay, it's a shame. We'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow.